that jumps over sadness.
Jumps over sadness.
Let me testify.
Just how to
I found Jesus Christ as personal savior, Bishop William Murphy III, Tasha Cobbs have, and so many others who've sung on the program today. But what about you? If you've never found Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, you can receive him today. He's calling you to come just as you are. In the background, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton here on Sounds of Praise. That's all it takes for you to do is come to Jesus. He will receive you. It doesn't matter what your past life might have been like. It doesn't matter what you're doing right now that you know is out of the will of God. By coming to him, you're acknowledging your areas of failure, your shortcoming, and he is here to respond, to forgive you of all that you've done. That's how salvation begins, just acknowledging our need because of the failures and the sin that's in our life and wanting a different route to travel. God provides exactly that. I'd like to lead you in prayer right now. And if you pray these words to God that I'm going to say, if you repeat them after me to God, and if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about his salvation in your life this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I've heard the message in the music, and I found myself wanting, lacking, outside of where your blessings are. And I'm tired of the uncertainty. I'm tired of the fear. I'm tired of all the pain, some of which I brought upon myself. But I'm asking you now to come into my life. Fill me with your presence by your Holy Spirit. Open my understanding to receive the truth of your word and empower me to walk before you in a way that I've never lived my life before. But because of your salvation presence, I know it's possible. And so I'm yielding myself by faith to you, looking to you to allow me to continue to grow in my knowledge of you, my understanding of you, so that I might share that which you receive, which I receive from your hand, into the lives of others. And I thank you for this great privilege, this great opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it, because I have some material I want to send to you so you know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. The material is free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who've given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. You can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. And our new phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not on the airphone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560, 651 Medford, Massachusetts 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151 Medford, Mass 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. You don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let the Lord lead and guide you into what church you should become a part of. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again, while we're on the air, and I need to stress, while I'm on the air, you need to call. Because if you call after I'm off the air, there's no guarantee I'll get that message. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And again, we'll send material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. 12 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we're multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And we pray that you have come. And so please give me a call so I can send that material. Our number here in the studio is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, DarnleyVB@Verizon.net. And we'll send the material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. 7:17 is the Sounds of Praise time. We pray you've given your life to the Lord, and we pray that you'll continue to grow in Him. That the material will help you to know what to do now that you've given your life to Him. And then you'll be able to sing, "Oh Lord, You're beautiful." Yes, He is.
Oh Lord, You're beautiful.
It's 7:24 here on WFO in Medford. Tremendous cover of a song that came out many years ago by the Maranatha Singers. Oh Lord, You're Beautiful. You just heard Jay Thomas's rendition. And prior to that, we heard Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Andrew Houghton with Come As You Are. Bishop William Murphy III and Tasha Cobb teamed up with I Have Found. And then we heard Tamela Mann with I Can Only Imagine. And I believe Andrew Houghton teamed up with B.J. Putnam and New Breed to begin the set with Thank You, Lord. 7:24, the Sounds of Praise time. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Dorothy Norwood and Oh Jesus here on Sounds of Praise.
Dancing your seatbelt. That's all you gotta say. I declare if you're calling long enough. Sometime in distress, when you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say, all you have to do is just look up and say, Jesus. There's something about that name. Call him long enough, something's gonna happen. Do you know it? ought to look up and tell him you can praise him by just saying,
Timothy Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and this is Pray.
In times of sorrow, seasons of pain, when all seems hopeless, one thing remains. Our God is faithful, and his word is true. He set forth
we
7:35 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray, When You Pray segment of the ministry. We're rejoicing with G and J, two individuals who are celebrating birthdays this month. G and J, who are celebrating birthdays this month. We're praising God with them as they celebrate significant birthdays this month. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. She's going for more treatment and may need surgery for carpal tunnel syndrome. Michelle of Medford going for more treatment and may need surgery for carpal tunnel syndrome. We're praying for the people, especially those in Haiti, who have been impacted by Hurricane Matthew all up and down the southern part of the east coast of the United States as well. All the states there have been hit hard. Florida and South Carolina and Georgia and North Carolina and to Virginia. And we're praying that God's going to minister in their behalf, those who have lost their homes. And there have been many deaths in Haiti as well. Matter of fact, the death toll is continuing to rise. The last time I heard it was over 400 people had died. And that is a very impoverished country to begin with. And so we're praying that God's going to minister powerfully in their behalf, bringing deliverance to those who remain and comfort to those as well. And praying for the Grace City Church of Lynn. I had a chance to speak with them at their youth ministry meeting this past Thursday. Had a great time in the Lord with them. And we're praying for the entire ministry, as well as the youth ministry of the Grace City Church of Lynn, Massachusetts. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. We thank you, Lord, and we're able to rejoice in you. No matter what's going on in our lives, you're able to provide the joy that you alone can give. And the joy of the Lord is going to be our strength. And you said, with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation. So we're rejoicing, Lord, this morning with G and J, who are both celebrating birthdays this month. We pray, Lord, you will continue to bless them, provide for them, strengthen and guide them, lead them in the way that you would have them to go, make their lives a blessing in your sight and among others, so that many might be won into the kingdom through their lives and through their testimony. May they recognize, Lord, you allowed them to be here on the earth for these many years, so that their lives might continue to speak for you. They might be the tremendous witnesses and sources of blessing into other lives that you've called them to be, as they fulfill your perfect will for their lives. May they recognize all the goodness and all the mercy that they receive from the hand has come, so there might be vessels through whom your blessings might flow. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in the days and years which you have ahead for them. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for Michelle of Medford, she's going for more treatments on her back and for her legs as well. And we pray that God is going to minister on her behalf, and also she may face carpal tunnel syndrome surgery in the future, that God would be with her in all of these things as well. Father, we commit your servant into your hand. We pray, O God, you would bless and strengthen and encourage her heart. May she recognize, O Lord, that help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. May she continue to live for you and serve you in a greater way in the days which are ahead, and make her life a tremendous testimony among those whom she encounters, so they may recognize the God of her salvation, and many might yield themselves to you because of her life and for her testimony. Minister powerfully in every area of her body, Lord, and deliver her from smoking and all the other things that would rob her of the good health that you provided and that you desire that she might have. And because you are a restorer of that which has been destroyed by the enemy, we pray for restoration in her life. And may she recognize, O Lord, the goodness that comes from your hand. And may her life be a blessing in your sight and among others as she shares the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And we pray for all the people, Lord, who have been impacted by Hurricane Matthew and all the islands and Haiti and other areas as well, up and down the east coast here of the United States as well, Florida and Georgia and North and South Carolina. West Virginia and other areas, Maryland. We pray, O Lord, you would minister powerfully in each and every one of these areas and each and one of these individuals whose lives have been disrupted and upset because of this force of nature. We pray, O God, that you would provide the benefits and blessing that you alone can give. Turn many to faith in you. And those who have lost loved ones, we pray you would encourage them and strengthen them during their time of loss, the loss of their homes and cars and various other things, Lord. Provide as only you can provide, for you're the giver of every good and every perfect gift. And we're praising and thanking you in advance for all you're going to accomplish, even through this situation. As we heard in a song earlier, we know that you're working in every situation. And you're able to work all things together for your good and for the good of your people and for your glory. As we continue to put our faith and trust in you, in Jesus' blessed name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. And for the Grace City Church of Lynn, especially their youth department and every area, other areas of that church as well, we know that they have a vision, Lord, to bring the grace of God into every area of their city and even beyond. We thank you, Lord, for those who've been to El Salvador and who've been a blessing there, and you brought them back with a tremendous testimony. May the work in Lynn and the work in El Salvador and other places where you would direct them to minister, may those things be accomplished, Lord, to the glory, honor, and praise of your name. And souls are saved, and bodies are healed, and needs are met, and your name uplifted, glorified, and praised as never before. As we continue to put our faith and trust in you, and we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish through this great ministry in Jesus' blessed name and for your praise and for your glory. And let the people of God out there say amen, amen, and amen. It's 7:42 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown. And we have been bringing you new music, top hits of the year 2016, and local artists as well. And I don't think I played any local artists. I'm going to see if we can get someone in this last 18 minutes. But I do want to inform you, remind you, if you have a prayer request or a praise report before when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can still get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB, at Verizon.net. And I begin praying for you, or praising God with you as soon as we receive your information. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians out here and our listening audience can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. I always say, nothing encourages faithful prayer more than to hear what God has done in the life or God is doing in the life of someone else. So your praise reports stimulate prayer requests. So therefore, and faithful prayer requests. So therefore, let's continue to glorify God by telling others what he's done and what he's doing in our lives. Okay, who's next? Mercy Me. That's a group. And the song is entitled Greater here on Sounds of Praise.
Bring your tithe and bring your shame, bring your guilt and bring your pain. Don't you know that's not your name? You will always be much more to me. And every day I wrestle with the voices that keep telling me I'm not right, but that's alright. Greater is the one living inside
And here's a local group that we've been trying to get on. This is Ashmont Hill and Be Lifted High. Great local artist here on Sounds of Praise. That was Ashmont Hill and Be Lifted High from the album The Maze. Another local group here on Sounds of Praise. This is TW and Reveal Yourself. Thank you. It's 7:56 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Hopefully you enjoyed the program. I certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. But before we go off the air, we're going to bring you Vashon Mitchell teaming up with Israel Houghton. And this is The Greatest Man here on Sounds of Praise.
I know Jesus is the greatest.